Well, today, Cranford Radio is on the campus of Union County College in Cranford, and it is the location of a Youth Advisory Council meeting for Congressman Tom Malinowski, who is our guest today. Congressman Malinowski, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
As we've done in the past with elected officials that represent Cranford at various levels of government, we like to have an initial conversation to get to know that person a little bit more, to find out a bit about their background, what drew them to public service, things of that sort. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We'll touch on some of the issues, but that's not the main focus for this initial interview. I should mention that Congressman Malinowski is serving the 7th District, which represents Cranford in Congress. He was elected in 2018, the first Democrat to represent Cranford in Congress, or I should say in the House since the 1950s. Congressman Malinowski, tell us a bit about yourself. Your story is an interesting one.
Well, I grew up in New Jersey after emigrating from Poland with my mom back when it was a communist country. I was 6 years old, came to America, and fell in love with our country, with our way of life, our freedom. I remember taking the oath to support and defend the Constitution for the first time when I was 10 years old, getting sworn in to be an American citizen at the courthouse in Newark. And I always wanted to give something back to my country. So when I was done with school, I went to D.C. and worked for the State Department, ended up as President Clinton's chief speechwriter for foreign affairs, which was an amazing, amazing experience to have. Then served in the Obama administration as our assistant secretary of state for human rights and democracy, trying to spread around the world the values and ideals that we stand for as Americans. So all my life's been public service, and after the 2016 election, I decided to throw myself in the congressional race here, and I'm very, very proud to represent Cranford and the whole district.
You mentioned coming to the United States when you were 6 years old. Where did you initially live, and where did you grow up, go to school?
I lived in Princeton, New Jersey, went to public schools there from start to finish, played Little League baseball, vacationed on the shore and tubing on the Delaware River, and had just a wonderful classic New Jersey childhood. And, you know, it's something that I want the current generation of kids. Today we're meeting with 160 high school students from around the district who are part of this advisory council that I've set up. I want them to have those experiences that I was able to have.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that you're hearing from those high school students in a bit. But going back to your high school, in terms of what that was like, you talked about the appointed public service positions that you had, obviously the elected position that you currently hold. I'm curious, probably back when you were a teenager, what was your first paid job?
My first paid job was painting houses, I believe, early teenage years. And babysitting and all the stuff that you do to make a few bucks when you're a kid. And then I went off to college at the University of California at Berkeley and got involved in politics out there. And I guess the rest is history.
You talk about getting involved in politics. Was that what drew you to public service, whether it be an appointed position or an elected position?
What drew me to public service was really just the memory of coming from a country very different from the United States. And I was a small child in Poland, but even then I have memories that stuck with me. One very vivid memory is of my mom pushing a wad of cash across a table like the one that you and I are sitting at today into the hands, I later came to understand, of a corrupt official, because she wanted a passport to get us out of that place. And even as a little kid, you kind of feel that you're living in a situation where some people have all the power and you've got absolutely none of the power. And I didn't like that. I don't like to see that anywhere, including in the United States. And so having a life in which I'm trying to stand up for people who don't have a lot of power, that's something I find very, very rewarding.
It's only been a little more than a year that you've been in Congress as an elected official, your first elected position, I believe. What's the difference between being an appointed public official and an elected public official?
The issues aren't that different, but the difference is that I'm there as a representative of the people who sent me. That's very, very different, unique, and I think there's a sacred trust between a representative and the voters who send that representative to Washington. Everything I do, I have to remember and do remember that my job is to put the interests of my constituents first, to fight for them, to be annoying for them, to be relentless for them. That's the job.
You've been in Congress, as I just mentioned, just a little more than a year. When you went first to Washington, now that you've been there for half of your first term in the House, what are some of the things that you went there that you hope to accomplish, and what are some of the things that you still hope to accomplish while you're serving in Congress?
Well, I knew what I was getting into. I knew I was getting into a Congress that is very divided, a country that is divided, a government that is broken by division, but I believed that I had the experience that it takes to be able to still get things done, because I've been in and around Washington for much of my life. My first priority was to try to deliver for New Jersey and for my district. We desperately need, for example, investment in our transportation infrastructure here in New Jersey. President Trump ran on infrastructure. I felt like there was a way forward on that. And in my first year, despite all the gridlock, we have actually made progress in, for example, getting the funding we need for the Gateway Tunnel that our commuters going to New York desperately need. We had a huge blow to homeowners and to our way of life in New Jersey in 2017 when the Congress took away our state and local tax deductions. I promised I would fight as hard as I can to get those back. In December of last year, I got the House to pass a bill to fully restore our state and local tax deductions. That is now waiting on the Senate, which is in the hands of the other party, as you know. So on the two biggest local issues that I ran on, I felt like we actually made good progress in my first year, and I'm going to keep on working hard to get us across the finish line this year.
You said you knew what you were getting into when you ran for Congress and when you were elected in terms of the divisions that we currently see, not just in Washington, but around the country in many respects. You're representing what I would probably feel safe in calling a purple district in a blue state. Not that you necessarily have the answer, and I'm not sure anyone has the answer, but how do we get beyond this divisiveness that we currently are experiencing in the country?
I think we got to focus on common ground. None of us are Republicans or Democrats when we're stuck on a train because of problems in the Hudson River Tunnel. None of us are Republicans or Democrats when our taxes are hiked because Congress doesn't care about the state of New Jersey. None of us, I would argue, are Republicans or Democrats when it comes to issues like truth and decency and honesty and respect for the law in the United States of America. We can disagree about what kind of government we should have, what kind of healthcare system we should have, but we should agree, Republicans or Democrats, that the rules of our democracy need to be respected and that nobody is above the law. That's something that ought to unite us, although we're kind of having an argument about it right now in the U.S. Congress.
One of the two committees that you serve on, I believe, in the House is the Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, a committee that is dealing with some of the issues that you mentioned, the Gateway Tunnel, for example. I'm not sure if they also are dealing with an issue that's very close to a lot of folks in Cranford when it comes to flooding and the Rahway River. What's going on with those issues?
So we do deal with water infrastructure, and I've been very much on top of the flooding issue. The problem here is that the Corps of Engineers has proposed a way forward for us, but it requires sacrifices upstream from Cranford. It requires sacrifices from communities in Essex County that are not actually the ones paying the price of the flooding. So we've got an upstream-downstream problem, and it's something we have to resolve here in the state of New Jersey. We need an agreement between Essex County and Union County on the way forward so that the Corps of Engineers in Washington can come in and fund the solution. What I've gotten the Corps to do is to commit that the money will still be there, the commitment on their part will still be there when we get our act together in New Jersey.
You mentioned that you're here today at Union County College in Cranford for the Youth Advisory Council to meet. These are high school students, I would imagine, from throughout the district. What are some of the things that you're hearing from the youth, and what are their concerns?
The main issues that they raise with me are, number one, they want to be safe in school. They don't know why Congress has done absolutely nothing, apart from the House last year, absolutely nothing to protect us against gun violence. They want to know what we're doing about climate change because they want a future. They want a planet to live on, and they're smart, and they know where we are heading if we don't take action. And then they have the same concerns as everyone else, health care and foreign policy. I get tons of questions from kids about our place in the world and whether America is still standing up for human rights and democracy and is still a good example for other countries. These kids are smart. These kids are not cynical. They still believe in our system of government. They still believe that people can make a difference if they get involved. And I desperately do not want them to lose that faith.
We've been talking today on Cranford Radio with Congressman Tom Malinowski. We've been talking a little bit about getting to know him in this first interview. Congressman Malinowski, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you so much. Look forward to the next time.